We welcome our guest to the Gospel Spotlight, Trent Von Lee. Trent, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
Hey, doing great. Well, you must be pretty proud of yourself because your debut album has done pretty good.
It's doing well. We are excited and grateful to everyone for their support and their love. It's just a great time right now.
Bishop Noel Jones presents Trent Von Lee, I Am a Praiser. Are you a praiser, Trent?
I'm absolutely a praiser. This is what I was made to do. It's what I was born and preserved to do, man. I'm a praiser. I praise him every chance I get, any way that I can conjure up to praise him. I'm a praiser to my core.
How did this album, how did this project come about?
I would say, you know, birthed out of personal experiences. I'm a worship leader and a songwriter. And I just started to write praise and worship songs and songs full of content based off of my experiences, with my relationship with God. I recorded the album about 2 years ago, and it took about two solid years to get to this point. And so we crossed the finish line, and here we are.
You've got some songs on I'm a Praiser. Like, let's talk about a few of those songs. Let's talk about That's Your Name.
Yes. That's Your Name is sort of the gospel song, and I mean that literally. It is a song that tells of the good news of Jesus Christ and coming and being born into this world and dying for us and rising for us so that we can have a relationship with him from now into eternity. And it's all about that name. That name, Jesus, is the name of salvation. And so That's Your Name is declaring that Jesus is his name.
We offer worship.
It is our reasonable service that we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. And it goes beyond that. It's about offering our lives. There are two types of love that stand out in Scripture to me. One is the agape love of God that has no expectation of anything, you know, in exchange. It's just him loving us because he loves us. He has no expectation of us to receive that love. But then there's another type of love called the chesed love of God. The Hebrews use it, and at the end of the day, the expectation when one is offered the chesed love of God is that you make an equal sacrifice. And so for me, the song We Offer Worship is that equal sacrifice. It's me giving my life back to God because he gave his life for me.
Here's a two-part question.
Sure.
First, how important is it to have your music word-based? Then tell us about Songs 147.
Word-based is crucial for me. You know, I love, you know, all types of music, but the music that impacts lives is music that is full of content. And for me, my content source is the Word of God because I believe that his word is life. And, there are answers for everything that we need found in his word. And so I pull from his word, my inspiration, and my goal is to, write word-based songs or word-relative songs. Psalm 147 is one of my favorite scriptures. It says, praise you, the Lord, for it's good. Praise him because it's comely. So this song that I wrote, Psalm 147, it comes directly from the scripture. It says, this praise looks good on you. Okay. And it says he builds up our peace. That's God. When we praise him, that's what he does. He builds up our peace. He makes it so that we are surrounded by it and that we are settled no matter what's going on in our lives. So that's where that song comes from.
There's another song, Be Who You Are.
Yeah, it's me giving over my way and my will for him. God and all of who he is many things to us. And the scripture says that he is that I am. So he is whatever we need, whoever we need him to be. So the song says, be healer, be master, be savior. And at the end of the day, just be Jesus. And don't ever change that. Just be Jesus, and that's more than enough.
How did Trent Von Lee and Great Praise come together?
Well, I moved to Los Angeles in 2010, and I joined the City of Refuge, and just an aggregation of singers that were in-house, the majority of them, and people that partnered with me in ministry when I was invited out to local engagements to lead worship. And it was birthed from that. One day we were out and they were trying to come up with a name for the group. They said Trent Romley and Friends, and I definitely didn't want to be called that. But because everyone that's associated with me really are passionate about praise and worship, and we said God is great, so why not associate ourselves with a great name by calling ourselves Great Praise? So that's who we are. It's Trent Romley and Great Praise. That encompasses singers, musicians, and dancers. Everybody that's associated with Trent Romley Ministries when we go out, that makes up Great Praise.